Back with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Chaos and sadness in the Middle East. Israel recovering the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including a young Israeli-American man who had become one of the most well-known captives being held by Hamas. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
It's terribly sad news that Hamas murdered, executed these six hostages in cold blood, apparently shot them in the head shortly before they might have been rescued by Israeli defense forces. My heart goes out to all the families, especially Hirsch Goldberg Poland's family, our fellow American. There are other fellow Americans still to be accounted for. But I think we should note that these hostages were discovered in the tunnels under Rafah.
Senator Cotton was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, another overnight drone attack on Russia.
Russia has said that it has downed over 150 drones in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks of the war. Russia's defense ministry added that the drone attack came overnight, with two drones over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. The majority of the drones were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks, in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge has blocked a new law banning foreign nationals and green card holders from contributing to state ballot campaigns in Ohio. He cited grounds the law curtails constitutionally protected free speech rights. U.S. District Judge Michael Watson said such residents can serve in the United States Armed Forces, so it would be, quote, absurd to bar them from posting a yard sign expressing their views. This is SRN News. A new report is out on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain, in part, the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia Senate committee starting a new push by Republicans to ban males from participating in women's sports. Senators hearing testimony from five former college swimmers who are suing the NCAA and Georgia Tech over a man's participation in the 2022 Women's Championships. 2 years ago, lawmakers did approve a measure that lets the Georgia High School Association regulate transgender participation. This is SRN Sports. Now, passengers who bought cabins for a 3.5-year round-the-world cruise still waiting for the vessel to take off.
VFE Residences' Odyssey was due to sail in May, but has been stuck in Belfast undergoing repair work. The ship is scheduled to visit 425 ports in 147 countries on seven continents. Cabins start at $99,999. Passengers say they've enjoyed their time in Belfast, but they're ready to set sail for sure. The company says repair work is almost finished and the Odyssey should finally set sail next week. Keith Peters reporting.
Scary moments last night for a college football team after a game. Members of the Abilene Christian University football team injured when a team bus crashed near Lubbock, Texas. A player, two coaches, and a driver were injured. More details at SRNnews.com.